What in the seven realms am I? This certainly isn't the encampment in the mountains. What the hell happened? Callista? Erin! Damn it. Calm yourself, Malachi. Can't let myself panic. I have to figure out a way to get out of these things. I can't reach my lockpicking kit. Ambrosia, spare me. I suppose the next step is break them. Okay. Oh, bloody hell. Oh, onward in that smart. Okay. Foolish mistake on my part. Now I'd be an idiot to call out for help. You there? Who are you? And what am I doing here?
You don't recognize me.
Sirius? What happened to you?
You don't recall what happened 6 weeks ago, my lord.
I certainly do not. The last thing I remember, I was on the road. We were coming to rescue Edgar. And now I'm here.
Allow me to fill you in on the hell both myself and Edgar have been through. 6 weeks ago, we were prisoners. The guards took Edgar to see Arthusa.
I thought Arthusa had died. Edgar was devastated.
I thought he had died too. Clearly, that was a lie.
I recall Edgar being heartbroken.
In any case, 2 hours after Edgar was taken, he must have ignited the rage in Edgar's heart. Because one moment, I'm alone in my cell, and the next thing I knew... bursting through the iron door to our cell, his eyes aglow, golden like a fire. Edgar, what the hell have you done? You disintegrated those guards.
And they deserved it. Loyalists to Arthusa deserve to perish.
What? Edgar, please don't say that you...
Yes, I destroyed him. That bastard Arthusa is no more. He tried to set his guards on me, and I gave in to the phoenix inside me!
Edgar gave in to his rage. He was frightening. Cold. Not the man.
Indeed.
Come. I'm going to remove those bonds. My magic is strong enough to destroy it! You have nothing to fear. I'm stronger now. The power of the Phoenix will protect us. I will protect you, my love.
Edgar, please. You can protect me without this. You don't need that rage and that place of pain to keep safe.
Yes, I do. I'll never be weak again. I won't let anyone hurt you or me ever again. No father will treat me like a battering ram. No foe will harm the one I love. For I am your king. The hybrid king. And my decree stands that the land of Nocturne will burn, and all shall pay for their ignorance.
Edgar, I beg of you. Don't think that way. Please, listen to me. Calm yourself. I love you, my darling. I love you. We can...
Do not touch me! You will burn yourself, Sirius. Stand still, love, and I will free you.
Now, come, dear. We must show my people the strength of a true nightmare king.
I am afraid.
Are you afraid of me, love?
I am, my dear. This darkness, I cannot bear it. I won't be a part of any of this. Please, I know you feel helpless, but I'm begging you. Not a revel in Athusa's, in his...
And yet, the deed is done.
And there is blood on your hands. You owe... God, I'm gonna be sick.
Fear not, my love. No one will harm you when I ascend to my throne.
Something dark rooted itself in Edgar that day. No light could enter, and in the weeks since, he has been hauled away with the oracles of this place.
You have to be lying. My brother would never do this. He's not a monster, Sirius.
My heart breaks. He has been taken by the darkness I tried so hard to prevent. And now he has asked me to destroy you.
What?
This king, your end is nigh.
No. Sirius, don't.
For the glory of the Phoenix.
No. Sirius, don't. Don't! Don't! What? Malachi, what's going on? I had a frightful dream. Nothing more.
Oh, well, I'm already awake and you look distressed, so tell me.
I dreamed that our brother had chosen darkness, and I was his prisoner. He had become a dark king, an evil one, all because of pain.
I worry about him too, you know. Father was incredibly brutal towards him, and I imagine the trauma of what happened is getting to you, given the current standings.
Yes.
Well, I can assure you, when we get him back, Edgar will be shaken up, but we're going to keep him from going to some dark place. And besides, you know Edgar. He's too sweet and gentle to desire hurting anyone.
Honestly, I'm not too sure of that anymore, Eren. I've seen a burning anger in him. He scares me.
Well, I haven't seen him in ages, so you're probably right. But deep behind the layers of pain is a boy who loves his brothers and cares for the wonders of the world around him.
And what if my dream is realized? What if we find him, and he's gone off the deep end?
Then I'll take care of it. Let me deal with Edgar. He listens to me.
I hear you. And I trust you know what to do.
Now then, let's try and get back to sleep, and don't fret too much, Malachi. We're family, remember?
Yes. We are bound forever, and we always have each other. No matter if we split apart or are pitted against each other, we must always love one another.
I see you remember what I told you.
I always do. I promise.
Good. Keep that in the back of your mind, okay?
I'll try. Good night, Aaron. Milady Faust. Forgive the intrusion, milady.
Where are you going? You should come and eat something.
Hey. I'm going to stretch my legs a bit and get some air. I need a moment to think.
Milady, if I may ask, the baby you carry, is it truly Malachi's?
You know the baby?
Yes. I also heard your argument with my brother a few days ago. And ever since then, you've given him nothing but silence.
He doesn't believe this child is his, and truthfully, I've no idea if it even is his.
Then why tell him it is?
Because we... Do I need to spell out our relationship, Aaron?
No, my lady. And to be frank, I'd rather not hear such details. That's between you and my brother. But I want you to understand something.
Yes.
I'm going to be rather blunt, milady, and say that unless you determine the truth, when this is all over, you will have a lot to answer for. Both to his family and to the Council of Elder Fae, who bless the marriage between your family and ours.
Indeed. Speaking of Malachi, where is he?
I believe he went to go and clear his head, as he put it. But even so, milady, I would appreciate it if you'd please give him some space. He's been through enough as it is.
And what about me? He wouldn't listen to me!
You're right. He didn't listen. And he acted out of fear and confusion because he is an idiot.
That's a bit harsh.
Perhaps, but honestly, my brother is still a young and stupid idiot. He only hit the vampiric age of maturity a few years back and still acts, on occasion, like a 15-year-old child.
I suppose that is to be taken into consideration.
He's always had his quirks and difficulties, which all ties into the fact that he's always been a little more honest than most. And his honesty with you was perhaps a touch too blunt.
Perhaps.
And let me say this, with some patience on your part, he might actually learn to be held accountable for that brash tongue of his.
That's...
No, listen here. Not a second before will Malachi change, as much as you might want him to. And neither will he respond to your cold shoulder. He'll only drift from you. You respond with anger and hurt, he'll pull away, Callista. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
This seems peaceful enough, right, Merrin? That's a good girl. Come on, let's hitch you to that tree while I get in some practice. Huh! Damn.
Oh, quite the show, my lord. I must say, I do like a man who shows off his skills.
You. What the hell are you doing here?
Yes, me. And I see I ruffled your feathers, Malachi darling.
I can take you. And I won't let your trickery win. You already took my brother. And there's no way in hell I'd let you do the same to me. Flee my presence this instant. You are nothing but trouble. And I will kill you.
I wonder.
Get away from me!
Why? Because you think your heart is taken?
It is taken. You and your disgusting needs can go find some other fool to torment.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Oh, is it? Is your heart truly taken?
Is. I love her.
You love her? Oh, such a poor lovesick little dog. And until, of course, you learn she was not loyal to you.
How did you know?
I'm a nightmare, baby. And female nightmares. Well, in particular, my clan knows the heart's truth. We see beyond the lies. And your heart is torn. Broken.
I was her prince.
It must be so heavy, carrying such a sadness in your heart. Yet, you hold in your tears and cling to that tiny glimmer that she'll look at you and smile. That she'll hold you in her arms and call you a hero.
And now I'm just a soldier. She won't even look at me.
It's heavy, isn't it?
It hurts. I was a fool. And I've lost her.
Oh, my darling prince. You do not need her. She's a wretched woman who has broken your trust and your heart. You gave her everything. And she simply toyed with you.
She toyed with me. Broke my trust and I believed her.
Revenge can be yours, you know.
How? I can barely get look her to me. Look my way.
She would be rather jealous should another have your affections.
But that would break her heart. I can't do that. It's wrong. It's pity.
And did she care enough not to break yours?
No. You're right. She took Edgar to her chambers and made an heir with him. She told me she wanted a future with me. Yet it was all lies.
That's right. Callista doesn't see what could be with you. Because from the moment I laid my eyes on you, I have seen the kind of man you are. And I will never hurt you.
But I do not know you. I cannot be loyal to you if I do not know you.
No. You do not know me. Not yet. But I believe in your heart you too have fallen for me. Would it be true to say you have?
I thought you were beautiful. Like a siren at sea. But My heart told me it was wrong.
Because you believed Callista loved you.
I did. I thought I had a future with her. But I suppose I was wrong. All these years, she just played games with me.
How sad. Used me.
It
seems the truth always comes out, and I can see it in your eyes. You've been lonely, haven't you, Malachi? Alone, without love.
Yes. And now, Callista has abandoned me. I feel more alone than I have ever been, and I...
Oh, hush. Rest your head. You're so completely tired, my king.
King? King? But I am a prince. Edgar is the king.
Nay. Your brother is a squire, and you are the true king. I see you as the strongest warrior this land will ever know. Now listen to me, and close your eyes. Sleep, my king.
I'm getting dizzy. What are you doing to me? No. I don't want to.
Soon your troubles will be